All right, this is one of my favorite times on the Bryant Park Project. It's time for the Friday Funnies. Every week, the New Yorker magazine publishes cartoons, but for everyone that makes it into the magazine, there are several that simply don't. It doesn't mean they aren't hilarious or amazing. It just means, I really don't know what it means, but I am so thankful in a way because here at the BPP, we heart the rejects. So we rescue them from the waste bin and then we bring them to you. Here to share some of the rejects with us now is our friend of the show, Matthew Diffie, New Yorker cartoonist and editor of the Rejection Collection. Hi, how are you?
Good. How are you guys doing?
Good. We're trying to find Mick Stevens, your partner in
Yeah.
crime, on the phone.
He's
I don't know if
probably
he's.
not awake yet,
Oh,
to
Mick,
be
are you
honest.
there? Are you awake?
Yes.
You're almost away. He's like, yes,
He
and I'm running
sounds a
to the
little
phone.
shaky.
So, Mick, you've been writing New Yorker cartoons since 1979, right? You've been in this for a while.
Yes, I have.
So, can you tell us exactly what it is that makes you, why you think certain cartoons get rejected or not?
Why they get rejected?
Yes.
Well, I think the main cause is lack of humor.
Well, we don't have that here. Let me put that to you that way. I don't know if you know the drill or not, but we have audio presentations of your cartoon so that the people listening in their cars and on their iPods and MP3 players can understand exactly what the image is. So may we present this rejected cartoon from Mick Stevens?
Okay.
A man with glasses sits at a table, clutching a cup of coffee. On the other side of the table is an empty chair with a second cup of coffee in front of it. The man is looking at the chair. The caption reads, "It'll never work out between us, Francine. I'm a complete nut job, and you're just a figment of my imagination."
Who's Francine?
Francine, I don't know who Francine is. I don't know where that name came from, actually.
It's a good name, though. It's a good choice, I think.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah.
So I really, you know, is nut job the word that made you not be able to get in there? I mean, I can understand with the sensitivities of certain
probably,
organizations.
Nut job probably has other connotations that they just didn't want to deal
oh,
with.
Oh, hello. Good
could,
morning.
I'm not sure.
Wow.
I think it's too weird. It's a little on the weird side.
Matthew, yeah, someone who
Don't
also.
You think, Mick?
Yeah, a little.
Not that you shouldn't have done it. I'm yes.
Well, I sort of. It was one of those I didn't think would. I didn't think it was real likely that it would get bought, but I thought it would be nice if it did. And this is great that it's getting some attention at
yes.
last.
I
yes,
think it's
finally.
Funny.
Yeah.
Did you have?
Oh, I love it.
Did you
yeah.
have imaginary friends as a child or adult?
Oh, I still do. Plenty of them.
That's where you get your ideas.
Mine was Nancy. She lived in the fire hydrant at the end of the block.
Wow.
I knew her.
She's in my next series. Have you ever gotten any cartoons in with imaginary people?
I don't recall ever doing that, no. I don't think so.
Maybe that's the the boundary yet to
that
be broken.
Could be it.
I understand they're easier to draw, but if you're batting zero there, buddy.
Yeah.
Okay, Matthew, now it's your turn. Let's take a listen to the audio version of your rejected New Yorker cartoon.
An older woman sits on an exam table in a doctor's office. She's facing the doctor with a concerned look on her face. The doctor is sitting in a chair looking at her and nonchalantly says, "I'm ear, nose, and throat. You need legs, butt, and boobs."
Now, that is hilarious.
I just wanted to hear the NPR voice say boobs.
So, Matthew, what was the motivation for this?
Well, I've always thought that the specialty of ear, nose, and throat was sort of funny and kind of random. I'm sure they were connected somehow medically, but it just seemed like, I really like throats. I'm going to work with throats and ears. So I just, took a different direction.
And you thought about three things you'd like to work with? Is that what you're telling me?
Well,
if you were a doctor?
Maybe, actually, yeah. Yeah, I don't know. It's just a funny. The concept has always been funny, so I've tried to do several cartoons about that, but never quite cracked the one yet.
Have you ever felt judged by a doctor in the way that this
sure.
woman is being judged?
Yes, definitely. Maybe that's what it's about, the awkwardness of being sitting there on the table and being examined and looked at and judged.
Or I may I venture that perhaps it's the idea that perhaps New Yorker readers would never dare think about
boobs,
cosmetic surgery,
yes.
Aesthetic surgery.
Yes, and I think also that woman would never think of it.
Just yeah, She kind of looks like a kindergarten teacher a little bit. She's got the cat eye glasses. Yeah, the cat eye glasses. This is like from another era. This does look like it's sort of 50s style.
Yeah. I think I always got the cat eye glasses thing from The Far Side. I used to love the way he would draw the old woman.
Mick, do you want to weigh in on why Matthew's cartoon may not have been New Yorker ready this week?
I'm mystified. It seems like it fits right in. Somehow, it could have been those cat's eye glasses.
Yeah, right. Probably.
It was obviously a ripoff from another cartoonist. Which
right, exactly. They want original work.
Pretty typical behavior on Matt's part.
I see. Matthew Diffie, New Yorker cartoonist and editor of the Rejection Collection, and Mick Stevens. Hey, thanks to both of you for joining us.
Thank you very much.
Pleasure.
Everybody's going to be able to see these cartoons on our blog, npr.org/BryantPark.